It's Saturday, March 23, 2024, 10:28 a.m. So I have to be somewhere at 12 p.m. I basically have to be in downtown Tijuana at 12 p.m. And then at 3:30 p.m. Fuck, I forgot. Is it 3? Yeah, 3:30. And at 3:30 p.m., I have to make it all the way back to Rosarito because I have another appointment at 3:30. I'm hoping there's not a lot of traffic, because if there's a lot of traffic, I feel like there's gonna be a lot of traffic because it's Saturday, and I think it's like, I don't know, is it Easter weekend? I don't know. I think it's Easter weekend, or is it next weekend? I don't know, but it's basically like spring, and a lot of people like to go to Rosarito and go to the beach. And to get into, there's only two ways to get into Rosarito, because like you can go through the toll boat, through the toll road, or you can go through the free road. But the toll road, it's nowhere close to here. So only the free road is here. And basically it's like only one way to get in. And obviously that town was way smaller back in the day, but it's getting really big now. But it's like really small. And there's only like two roads to get in and out. And it gets packed with traffic. Well, it gets packed with traffic trying to get in. Trying to get out, it's fine. But it gets packed. Like, there's a lot of traffic, and I hate it. So I'm hoping there's not a lot of traffic right now. I feel like I should have enough time from 12 p.m. because I have to be there at 12 p.m. I have to meet up with someone at 12, and then I have to come back. I should have enough time. It's kind of far, but I feel like I should have enough time. It's 10:30 right now. I should be able to make it by 12, and then I should be able to make it back by 3:30. I have to go to the doctor at 3:30 again. I was watching the news, and like a lot of people were like talking about their so right now, like the news is that her name's Kate, I think. And I think she's like a I'm sorry. Oh, fuck, man. I'm not trying to be mean, but like I'm watching the news, and obviously they're talking about Kate's, I think that's her name, her cancer diagnosis, or the fact that she like said that she has cancer, or like had an operation. But I think it's funny when they're like, I think that's her title, right? Princess. And I'm like, just like watching the news, and then they say Princess Kate. And I was like, I just think it's funny when they say princess. When they say princess, I think about like Disney. That's why I think it's funny. Hold on, I'll be right back. Sorry. I'm not trying to be mean too. Obviously, like that's a big deal. But it seems like they're working on it. So I feel like she's going to be okay. Hold on, I'm going to go get some breakfast. I'll be right back. Sorry. Okay, sorry about that. I went to go get some breakfast. I got some tacos. I got some tacos at the usual spot. They were really good, like always. Fuck, man. That was good. Anyway, sorry. So I wasn't trying to, like, be mean or anything. I just think, like, those titles are silly. I think the titles of, like, king and queen and princess and prince, I think it's silly. I'm glad that other guy, I guess he's, is he still, well, obviously, technically, he's still a prince. Prince Harry, I think. The one that left, I think he moved to, like, Canada with his wife. I just think it's silly, but yeah, I guess the princess, I think her name's Kate. Yeah, she was on the news that, like, I guess she was on the news because, like, we live in a time where, like, people, it's like I was talking about it yesterday with, the snark Reddit, like, people, and again, people could say this about me, but I don't feel like I take it, I just talk shit on the internet, I don't take it that far. Like, people on the internet were, like, speculating about, like, about hold on, I have to go to the store really quick. Hold on, I'll be right back. Okay, so yeah, they were talking about the princess, how I guess online they were, like, speculating because they hadn't seen her in a while. So people were, like, just, like, making a big deal out of her pictures because she would post pictures and they would look at them and be like, well, this one's photoshopped or whatever. And I guess they felt where they needed to say something now, especially because of her kids. I guess they were kind of, like, talking about how on the news they were kind of saying that she wanted to say something now because of her kids. But yeah, people were speculating online, just saying, like, crazy stuff. And now she said that she had surgery and that she's doing preventative, I think. Preventative chemotherapy, because I guess they had, like, some, they found, like, a little bit of cancer cells, I believe. So that's what's going on with her. I still think it's pretty cool how, like, we live. Where we live in a time of modern medicine, where modern medicine is helping people. Oh. Sorry. I felt like I was going to get ran over. It's like I'm walking, but there's no sidewalk, so I'm basically walking on the road. So every so often, I look behind me just to make sure, like, cars are not getting too close. Just because people don't know how to drive here. So I have to be super careful. But yeah, I think it's cool. I was watching the H3 podcast yesterday and they were showing a clip where I guess there's this one, like, they were showing a clip of Jordan Peterson, and I guess he was debating this one guy, and they were talking about, like, modern medicine. And Jordan Peterson was saying, like, basically, like, modern medicine really, he's, like, barely helping people or something. It was just funny how, like, Jordan Peterson is, like, he's, like, crazy now. Like, he's like your crazy uncle. Yeah, they were showing that clip of him talking about modern medicine. But I still think it's cool that we live in a time where modern medicine can help a lot of people. And it's only going to get better, I'm telling you. Technology is only going to get better. And it's going to get less expensive. And it's going to reach more people. I just think it's cool. I wish, because, like, obviously in the future it's going to be even way better. But by that time, like, obviously it's not going to help us. But just think, like, in the future, like, modern medicine and just, like, technology, it's gonna be pretty cool. I don't know, I like thinking about that stuff. Even though it's not gonna help me, in the future it's gonna help a lot of people. So yeah. Okay, so it's 11 o'clock. I should make it on time. It doesn't actually, yeah, it does look like there's gonna be a lot of traffic, but I'm hoping we should be okay. So I was watching the H3 podcast yesterday, and they did the other date with Jeff, and that was pretty funny. They were talking about that guy from Nickelodeon, and they were talking about, what else were they talking about? Oh, what's his name? Love's dad was there. That was pretty cool. I thought it was funny because Love's dad's been there like twice, and then AB was talking about how, like, fuck, man, like, my dad hasn't even been here, which I thought that was pretty funny. But it's like, I thought it was like, I feel like obviously Love is younger, so his dad is younger, and I feel like the younger dads, like Love and his dad, I feel like they have like a closer, cooler relationship, because I feel like AB is like from my generation, like he's like around my age, and I feel like dads around that age, they were still very like, they're not they don't like to express their feelings or emotions with their sons, so I could see why, like, Love and his dad kind of hang out more and share more interests, and AB's dad's, like, more, like, old school. I feel like dads in that generation, even, like, Ethan's dad, he was saying that, too. Like, Ethan, because AB said, like, yeah, like, my dad hasn't even been, my dad hasn't even been here. And then Ethan's like, yeah, man, like, my dad's the same way. And it's like the older dads, and even, like, the older you get, like, they're even worse. Well, not worse, but, like, it's like dads and guys from that generation, they're, like, old school, where, like, they don't express their emotions. They don't really have, like, a close relationship, like, with their dads. I've been watching a lot of King of the Hill, and it reminds me of that, like, Hank Hill and his dad. I like watching that show because it reminds me, like, of growing up. I feel like a lot of us were, like, Bobby Hill, and a lot of us had a dad like Hank Hill, where it's, like, old school, like, by the book, and Bobby Hill just wants to, like, have fun, play video games, just joke around. And Hank is trying to, like, keep his son, like, hey, man, like, you have to do this, or you have to, like, do this by the book, and Bobby Hill just wants to, like, have fun. So I get it, like, I get why AB, like, his dad, that'd be cool, though. His mom has called in, though. His, AB's mom did call in. She seems cool. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, dad, Love's dad was there. That was pretty fun. He was saying he was gonna do like another he wanted to do another episode with this one guy from like on TikTok. He was showing like an alpha bro video of this guy with really tight pants, which is funny. Like, he has like really tight pants, and he's like yelling at men about like being tough, and it's like, what the fuck? So he said he wanted to have that guy on and have a conversation with him, which would be pretty interesting to watch. Like I said before, like, most people are just willing to say anything on the internet for money. Which reminds me of Candace Owens. I heard she got fired. She got fired. She got fired from the Daily Wire because I guess she was saying, like, and, well, This is what I read on, I saw on the internet. Not read. I don't like reading. I was watching a video online about, I didn't even watch the whole video. I just clicked on it really quick, and they were saying that, like, I guess Candace Owens got fired from the Daily Wire for, like, anti-Semitic stuff that she was saying. I think. I don't know. I just thought it was funny. It's like, I don't know. It's like, this is what I'm saying. Like, people are willing to say anything for money. Like people are just, I don't know. Hold on. Some idiot was honking at me. I'm telling you, people don't know how to drive here. It's funny though, because like when people honk at me or like try to be confrontational, like I'm not confrontational, but if you honk at me, like I'm gonna, like I look back and I stare at him and like I know they're not gonna do anything, like, and again, like I'm not looking to be confrontational, I'm not looking to fight anyone, but if you're gonna like talk shit or like be rude or like gonna be an asshole, like I'm gonna come back with the same energy. Like, if you're being an asshole, I'm gonna be a fucking asshole back to you. So it's like, that guy's honking at me, and I look back, and I'm like staring at him, and like, he looks away. Like, they're not gonna do anything. They're just like, I'm telling you, people don't know how to drive. People are in a fucking hurry to do nothing. It's like, it's frustrating. But again, like, if you're being an asshole, like, I'm gonna be an asshole right back. It's like, I'm not gonna be, again, like, I'm not trying to be confrontational. I'm, like, the least confrontational person. I'm not, like, trying to fight anyone. But I'm just going to give you the same energy that you're giving me. So if you're being a fucking asshole, I'm going to be an asshole right back. And I'm not worried. Oh, shit, there's a big old hole. Fuck, man. There's like a big old hole. I feel like I should put something, but I don't see anything. There's like a big old hole on the road. It's like a electrical. It's like a hole where like there's electrical wire, and there's like a big old, one of the doors is missing, and there's just like a hole on the road. And I feel like someone's gonna like fall in there. I couldn't find anything to put though, so I'm just walking away. I feel like someone's gonna like crash their car right there. Okay, I'll be right back. Yeah, I have to go. I'll be right back. Okay, so it's 3:05 p.m. right now, and I'm actually still in, I'm in Rosarito right now, and I'm actually walking to my doctor's appointment at the 3:30, but every time I walk by this pizza place, the smell reminds me of elementary school cafeteria when it was pizza day. Every time I walk by this pizza place. Anyway, the reason I'm recording is because it's raining, and I don't think I'm gonna record when I walk back home because I forgot my umbrella. So I'm just recording right now so I can just sign off, and I'll probably record tomorrow. But I'm actually walking right now to my doctor's appointment. So after this, I'm just gonna go home. So yeah, I'm walking there right now, and like I said, it's raining, so I'm just gonna go. But yeah. Anyway, hopefully you're okay. I'm gonna go. Bye.